Hey, welcome to the Mindset Masters podcast, hosted by Danny Rowe, where we interview industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and top-level business owners, giving you the real strategies and mindset. Today, we have a special guest on the show, a 21-year-old bodybuilder entrepreneur that has achieved 30 pounds of muscle in his first year, a young up-and-coming bodybuilder that has been quietly grinding. His mindset is straight killer. Keep an eye out. He is under the radar right now, and you need to meet him. His name is Brendan Liebert. Hey, Brendan, how are you doing today? Thanks for being on the show.
Dan, thanks for having me here. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Awesome. So just to start off with our audience, they would like to hear a little bit more background. What is your story, man? And how did you get started?
Well, so in high school, I was always screwing around, smoking pot like everybody else and not really doing much. I had big dreams, but I didn't have the confidence to do them. And so once I got out of high school, I had a pretty bad breakup with a girlfriend.
Okay.
And that screwed me up for a while. And but actually, immediately after we broke up, I decided, you know what? I need to change. Stop smoking pot. Stop drinking. I haven't drank basically since then. And I just started lifting. Fell in love with it. Fell in love with old school bodybuilding, you know, Arnold, Franco Colombo, those 70s guys who really had it down. And then after that, I just started working on my mindset so I can grow in every direction.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, man. Mindset, self-improvement is literally what it takes to get to the next level, improving where you want to be, whether it's bodybuilding, whether it's business, or, you know, just in relationships in general.
Absolutely.
So another question for you. What is your biggest achievement in lifting or, you know, in life?
I think the biggest achievement isn't always something physical. I think for me, the biggest achievement was actually coming to the realization that I can be completely self-aware of what I'm doing, where I'm at, who I'm being, and where I'm going. I mean, when it comes to that kind of mentality, I think that's the greatest thing I've learned so far is just how to think, how to, you know, decipher things in my mind, manipulate my own mind to work harder, to work better, and to go through, you know, all the pains of life and grow from them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's awesome, man. I mean, that's just beautiful the way you just worded that, because, you know, if I personally was asked that question, you know, I was on a podcast about 2 weeks ago. He was like, what's your biggest achievement? And I'm an e-commerce nerd. So I've been, you know, yeah. I'm in numbers, dude. I just do marketing, a lot of sales online. My biggest achievement was, you know, X many sales in a day. I'm just like, bam, bam, bam. But dude, that's right. Just being like, you know, a lot deeper and, you know, and what you believe in and where you are trying to go.
Well, yeah, Dan, you know, I see it as I think the way you got to be is just real. You got to be real with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like achievements are great and everybody's striving for them. I have my own things that I really want to do. My goals, my vision, you know, we all have it. But I think the most important thing when you start before you have anything is to believe in yourself, believe in what you're doing, and know that even if you don't achieve everything you want to achieve, it's being the best you that counts. It's being able to wake up every day and say, you know what? We're going to be a little bit better. We're going to be a little bit stronger. We're going to be a little bit wiser. We're going to talk to people in a kinder way. We're going to show who we are through our eyes, through our speech, through everything we do. I think that is really important. And I think that's the beginning of anything, any greatness. And I study great people. I study tons of comedians and actors and entrepreneurs and businessmen and bodybuilders, everything. Everything I have looked at, scientists, and everything I notice about them is that those people start off from humble beginnings for the most part. Mm-hmm. And those people who have humble beginnings, like us, because we didn't really come from much.
Yeah.
Not that saying that we came from a bad background, but
yeah,
it's about just believing in who you are and being – enough, that being enough, because if that's enough for you to get up every day and to put yourself out there, then you could do anything if you have that certainty in yourself. And getting that takes some time. Getting that is going to take some time for you to figure out, all right, what's going to give me confidence? What do I need to do that I love that's going to bring out the real me, the me that I was designed to act like and be?
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
A genuine, true self.
Absolutely. You have to find your genuine self. And once you find that, you can do anything if you love it.
I definitely agree. Once you find that, you know, that genuine, true self, you know, me personally, I was ever since I found myself within e-commerce and, you know, working for myself with my business, I became a lot more happy. I became stress free, you know.
Yeah.
I could, you know, I could leverage my day more effectively, you know. I could it just opened so many new doors, presented a lot of new freedom opportunities for myself. And, you know, keeps going from there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So, another question for you, Brendan. Why do you continue to learn, and what do you do to continually learn and improve?
I'm learning every single day. I'll be honest. I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. I eat my breakfast. I mean, I have 6 meals a day. I'm very regimented. I eat the right amount of food. I drink the right amount of water.
Damn.
I get to work by 5. I drive about an hour to work in Philly. I'm doing construction right now. But that is not the end all by far. But it's a great way to learn how to work hard. I mean, we're out in the sun. It gets hot. And then right after I get done, I go straight to the gym. I work out, I pump up, I get as strong as I can, and I use as much energy as I can without burning myself out, because it's all about stimulate, don't annihilate. And then, I mean, it's just, it's all about wanting it. Mm-hmm. If you don't want what you're doing, if you don't love what you're doing, then it's not going to work. I remember listening to a video of Tony Robbins, and he talked about how you have to have a vision that pulls you, not pushes you. Because pushing yourself is one thing, and it's going to take some time to learn how to push yourself. And once you figure it out, you're going to have to push yourself some days. But if you have a vision that's strong enough that you truly believe in, it's going to be the source of your gravity. And pushing really isn't going to be as necessary. There are going to be days where you wake up and it's going to be tough and you're going to have to push yourself. But for the most part, you're going to get drawn there because it's so enticing for you. It's so real and vivid that you won't even have to try as hard to get there.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Feeling, you could really feel this intangible inside your head. In the beginning, if you can envision this and you could feel that, you can just feel that within your head. You could feel the salt air maybe in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
If you want to envision it, you have to use your mind. You have to have to start like visualizing where you want to go, what you want to do, who you want to be.
Exactly. All right. I have another amazing question for you, brother. So what is your greatest source of motivation and what drives you to do what you are doing?
That is a very good, deep question.
Yeah.
Well, the greatest source of my motivation is, you know what I meant? When I think about this question, I imagine what my life would be like if I didn't start doing this. Because I remember when I was 19 and I started working out, which is only 2 years ago, I remember realizing that I had been wasting so much time, that I could have been doing this bodybuilding 4 years, 5 years ago, but I wasn't. I was wasting my time focusing on girls and all the other dumb stuff that we focus on when we're really young.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you regret any of the past years that you could have been growing on that?
No. I mean, if I could go back, I would definitely change them because I'd be a lot bigger already.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take back anything because all the pain, I mean, I went through a lot of stuff in high school with my family and just personal things that happened.
Yeah.
But everything makes you stronger, and you just got to smile at the pain, man. You got to grow through the pain, because without pain, you will not grow. So I remember reading a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson.
Yeah.
And one of the things he talked about that always stuck with me, he said, there is pain in everything. So what you have to learn to do is choose the pain that you're willing to endure. So for me, everyone says, oh, well, you're bodybuilding. This must be so much work. This must be horrible. I mean, you're probably hurting all the time. And I say, listen, I could be hurting because I'm not being who I am. And that's an internal hurt. And that's much worse than the pain of a sore muscle. Because at least when the muscle grows after that, I get to see the results. But if I never do anything, I'll always have that gap. And this goes back to my motivation, where the only thing I really fear is not giving everything I have while we're alive. Because right before me and that ex-girlfriend broke up when I was 19, my cousin Brianna, who was only 2 months older than me, died. She died at a party, personal reasons, and it changed the way I looked at things. It changed me as a person because I realized we are 19 at that time and we could die. And it was like the realest thing that ever hit me. And ever since then, I thought about her while I worked out. I think about death a lot because all I can think of is, you know what? When I die, I don't want to have left anything on the table. I want to use every tool I have, every word I can use, every person I can talk to change their life or to just put a smile on their face. I think that's the most important thing. And when it comes to lifting and stuff, all I want to do is use that to get in other things. I mean, bodybuilding is not where it stops. I look at Arnold for that kind of inspiration. It does not stop at bodybuilding. That is only the gateway into the rest of my life. And we're so young and there's so much opportunity that it's endless the possibilities that you could choose if you're motivated. And so what motivates me is just knowing that I will not be able to forgive myself if I don't give it everything I have.
Wow. That is beautiful picture of self-discipline and knowing that, you know, you could make the biggest impact on the world. Even it's the smallest of one individual could make an impact of thousands or even millions of people.
You'll never know what you did for somebody else. You'll never really know sometimes.
Yeah. And the thing is, what's beautiful is you do something that impacts on one person. They're going to reciprocate that. Maybe not to you,
right,
but they're going to give back to somebody else.
It's a ripple. It goes in every direction.
Yeah. And that's really how we are changing society, changing the world into the better place that we believe in.
Well, yeah, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah, man. 100%. I have a question about more on the, you know, the health and fitness side. So
right,
what would you recommend for a balanced lifestyle? That's health, fitness, you know, relationships.
I think one thing is to never take yourself too serious. I mean, I follow my meals and everything, but to me, it's not difficult because like I said, my lifting, my being my best self, that's my source of gravity. So it's actually not hard for me to follow the meals and everything. So I don't even really think about it. It's secondhand nature by now. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is don't take yourself too serious when it comes to lifting. Know when to be serious and when to be like, all right, you know, I'll get stronger next time or I'll have a cheat meal here, because not everybody wants to do what I want to do. And if you want to do bodybuilding, then you have to be more serious about it. But for just general living, pay attention to how much water you drink. Don't be sipping on water all day because it bloats you and it makes you uncomfortable. The best way to drink water is to drink it with your meals.
Wow.
You know, 20 ounces. I'll drink, you know, 25 to 30 ounces of water each meal. I eat 6 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
I end up drinking over almost 200 ounces of water because I drink 60 at the gym. But that's because I'm doing all the extra cardio and the lifting and I work outside. So mm-hmm. I need that water to replace the water that I'm sweating out.
Yeah.
But water is definitely number one. And number two is just, you know, take care of your body. Like our body is our temple. So if you don't take care of it, you know, you'll notice aches and pains and stuff that the people who are taking care of themselves don't.
Your body, yeah, I agree. Your body is the machine and you are the controller of the machine. Whether
absolutely,
whether it's your heart, your brain, your soul, whatever it may be, you control your body and your body is a vehicle.
Yeah.
You need to think about your body as a vehicle. You are a soul.
You got to feed it the best gasoline, the best stuff for your engine. I mean, you got to take care of it. And people don't realize that, like, you know, it will affect you. The things you don't do now will affect you later in life. The things you don't take precaution for now, you'll get them and then you'll be like, shit, how do I get rid of this? And it's like, no, you should have been asking 20 years ago, how do I prevent this?
Damn. Boom. That was freaking sick, bro. So you've been blowing up in size the past 2 years, man. I'm a personal witness. You have to have a mentor or something. What is your thoughts on mentors?
I'm going back to Tony Robbins because I really appreciate the things he says. You know, he says that success leaves clues, right? So the way I see it, you got to find people with experience. You got to model somebody and you don't need to try to be like them. You know, I'm a big fan of Bruce Lee as well. And he says, you know, never try to imitate somebody else. And I believe in that. Be yourself, but find people who compliment you well. Right now I have a coach and he's been doing it for over 30 years. He's been training professional hockey players. He's trained professional bodybuilders and he's just a down to earth guy, but he knows when to be serious and when to be funny. And when to, you know, be lighthearted with me and just get me through a set. And I think it's really important to find somebody who's older than you who knows what's up, knows where to go and what to do, and has made mistakes so you can learn from that. So I think finding as many models as you can that are people you want to be like, I mean, that's vital. That saves decades of your life.
Yeah. How I mean, these people are successful themselves in their fields. I mean, they don't have all day, you know, to be helping lower level beginners.
Right.
Do you have any advice on attracting a mentor?
Have the drive. You know, I remember when I first met my coach, I was in the gym and I didn't train with him for months, but I paid attention to everybody who he trained with, and even the girls and stuff. They were strong, but they looked great. Mm. And I remember I was working out one time and he came up to me and he said, "You want to compete, huh?" And I was like, "How did you know that?" And he said, "It's in your eyes." And, you know, I remember having this drive, especially when I was small, like really small. I mean, I still see myself as the same size in my mind. Mm-hmm. I treat myself like that. Like I got to keep growing.
Yep.
But when I was like, you know, 148 pounds when I was starting, I had the eye of the tiger. I mean, I wanted it so bad, and you could tell that I was in there and I was going to get it done. And so I think that's really important. Like have that eye of the tiger, have that hunger. That hunger for what you want. You got to stay hungry. You got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to be willing to sacrifice it. You have to care about where you're going much more than where you're at now. You have to be willing to sacrifice today for tomorrow's betterment. I mean, I've heard tons of motivational speakers say that, and it's 100% true. 100%.
Yeah, I agree. It's consistency working on your long-term goals.
Absolutely.
Some people, you know, like social media makes you think that there's shortcuts to success or what you want to achieve in life. Because, you know, people paint pictures on Instagram freaking day.
Yeah,
and make it seem like you can do something overnight.
Well, it's that fake life, right? And that's where bodybuilding is humbling because it takes time. Even if, you know, guys take steroids, guys do all different things to try to speed up the process. But the slower it comes, the slower it goes. Faster it comes, faster it goes. So I would just recommend, you know, for back to the fitness question, you know, take your time, build it up slow, because if you slow the process down from what most people do, you could keep it longer and your body can adjust to it better. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just shock your body all the time with different crazy shit that you read on Google and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. It's all strategic performance.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, we're about to wrap this podcast up. What, Brendan, what last tips or any advice would you give to someone with self-improvement? What kind of tips around that?
You know what I would say? I would say take some time to search within yourself. Figure out what you like, who you are, you know, who you want to be. Look at the people in your life and think of who you want to be like and who you don't. And really visualize your future. Visualize what you need to do to get to where you want to end up. Because we are all going to die one day. We're all going to leave this earth. And to me, it is vital to make a legacy. It is vital to leave the earth and have people look back and say, you know what? My life was different because of him. I mean, if mm-hmm. I die today and I have... Some people say that I accomplished my mission. I wouldn't want anyone to be sad. That is my goal in life, is to just change as many lives as possible while we're here, to motivate, to be the best at you that you can be. I mean, that's so important, because you know what? Think of how many other people are out there hurting that aren't where you are right now. They don't want to change because they don't know it's out there. They don't know it's possible.
Yeah. And they're hurting. They're hurting.
Dude, there's so many people in so much pain. So your job now that you know, it's to become the best you so that other people can learn from you, because now you have a responsibility. Once you get this knowledge, the only payment is that you have to pay it forward. So I think that's the most important thing. Pay forward what you learn, the love that you get, the knowledge that you learn, you know, the people who are willing to listen to you, give it to them, because it is a big, bad world out there and we need better people, especially our age, because everyone's just, you know, pretty lost in the craziness of today.
Yeah, man. Well, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, I want to thank you for coming on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
And you're sharing this, you know, awesome mindset that you really contributed. I know that our audience could really, really implement this. You know, just really, I suggest, you know, listening to this podcast again. This made me like freaking... My mind's just blown after just speaking with you, Brendan. It's insane.
Yeah, I hope that just one thing that I said could just cause someone to think a little different than they usually do. So thanks for having me, Dan. It's been a privilege.
Yeah. Yep. No problem, man. So there you have it. That was building self-improvement, you know, and certainty. Catch you next time on the Mindset Masters podcast hosted by Danny Rowe. Take care, everybody.